Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me today is our 36th District State Senator, Jim Stamas. How are you today, Jim?
I'm good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to have you back on the show with us. I know things have been busy for you, including legislation going on there in Lansing. The big news, the budget, right?
The budget. As a probe chair for the state, for the Senate, budget. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So we've been, busy with getting ready, but we're excited to have the governor on March 5th, next Tuesday at about 11 o'clock. She will be coming to a joint committee of the House and the Senate and presenting her budget for the coming year. And so for 2019-2020, and so getting all geared up for next Tuesday morning, and the state of the state, there was a lot of priorities that the governor brought forward, and so we're anxious to see how she wants to tackle that, and so it should be an interesting couple hours, if not a little longer, and get going on the budget.
All right. So the budget's one of the things we want to talk about. The other one, it's been on, I know, your agenda for quite a while, no-fault insurance.
Yeah. So I think I mentioned earlier on no-fault, the Senate has set a top priority on the no-fault insurance. In fact, the Senate has made that bill number one that was introduced in trying to fix and or how do we actually lower the rate for our residents across the state. And so it is going through some hearings. But one of the challenges, quite honestly, that we're facing at the moment is just getting so many of our new legislators up to speed. Within the Senate, out of 38 senators, 30 of them are brand new to the Senate.
Wow.
7 of them have never served a day in government at all. So not necessarily a bad thing, but it does take a little time for them, with it being such a difficult subject, to get up to speed on it. So I know that they've been working diligently on that and having a lot of meetings. In the House, we have 48 brand new House members, and we have, if you include the 48 new members, plus I think it was almost 48 from 2 years ago, we have almost 90-plus state representatives that don't have more than 2 years' experience in the legislature at all, especially on this issue. And so I think that those that have been in there for 2 years have certainly heard and gone through a re-election and know the priority that's on it. But getting 48 new House members up to speed as well is part of that process, on top of having a new governor, new speaker, new leader in the Senate, getting committees set and going. But we're off and going. Committees are starting to be they're starting to have committees and listen. Auto no-fault is at the top of that. And so we will, I think that residents are still frustrated. I continue to hear from many within the 36th Senate District, and we'll continue to push to find reform on the auto no-fault.
All right, very good. And then one final thing before we let you go. You're on the road. Is it tomorrow you're on the road?
Well, actually, I'm going to hit the road as soon as I finish up here in Lansing today. So hopefully maybe I'll catch part of your show as I'm driving through the district, and then headed to Alpena and spending the night and meeting and doing a couple tours of local businesses in Alpena, and then driving down 23 and stopping in. I hope to hit Harrisville, Escoda, and Tawas, along with Aranac, and finding a couple places to pop in and check and see what's going on. And so I want to make sure I'm still out in the district, still visiting and hearing what the priorities are of the residents or questions and concerns.
Indeed.
And with the weather we've had lately, it's made it a little bit of a challenge getting through all of it. But
I believe that.
I'm looking forward for the tour today, this weekend.
All right. Well, if they can't find you on the tour and they want to talk to you again, Senator, what's the number they reach you at?
The best number is 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036, or www.senatorjimstamas.com.
All right. State Senator Jim Stamas, always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you in the near future, and safe travels to you.
Thanks, Kevin. And remember, we get more done on the sunrise in the day than the others do. So we appreciate it, and have a wonderful day.